Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So Myles Garrett doesn't come to OTAs. Neither does Deontay Johnson, David Njoku. He doesn't come to OTAs. Sorry, it's not a big deal. Is it any kind of a big deal that Aaron Rodgers here on June 6th, okay, I'll sign with Pittsburgh now. I'll be there for minicamp. Or is it just, hey, congratulations, Steelers. You picked up a four-time MVP quarterback, and he happens to be 41 years old and not as good as he used to be.
No, not surprised. Not at all. Are you?
Not surprised about what? That he waited this long?
No, yeah. Wasn't there some... help me if I'm wrong here. Wasn't there a story a couple days ago about Aaron Rodgers... and money, and that he got some extra cash because of the last couple of days, because we got into the month of June. And I think there was a story about that the other day, which kind of like, now I'm like, everything's starting to come together on this. I'm not surprised. Are you? And by the way, it's not like he's, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers misses an OTA, whoop-de-doo, who cares? I mean, if he's only been through what, 19 or 20 of these things?
I would think he could very quickly pick up a playbook, very quickly have it mastered in time for training camp, could very quickly step in and play at his highest level for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, you know, we can sit here and say it dragged along and dragged along and dragged along and blah, 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 blah. I kind of get there was a nudge, nudge, wink, wink on this. Do you feel that
totally,
way?
Totally. I totally feel like it. Yes.
For whatever reason, he didn't sign early. He said he had some things going on, a friend who was sick, and he needed time for other things. Could just be as simple as what Clay Matthews always used to do. Remember when Clay played linebacker for the Browns? Clay was like, when do I need to be there? Okay, yeah. I'll be there. Thanks.
Yeah, tell me when.
Other than that, I'm raising kids in California. Thank you. No problems. He showed up ready to go, ready to play. And I'm sure Aaron Rodgers will do the same thing in Pittsburgh. Now riddle me this one, Andy.
Yes.
Is Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh a winning formula for the Steelers this year? There's no George Pickens anymore. You do have DK Metcalf. You've got two young running backs now. Where's this going to go? Do you think he fits there? Do you think he helps them? Do you think they're a better football team with him?
I think they will find out quickly. Very, very quickly. And I kind of tend to feel like this isn't going to work.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't. I don't have a good vibe about it. And, you know, he did have a good season after missing a season before. And good is relative in his terms. Maybe in our terms, it's a good season. But I don't feel it. Do you? Jeff, do you think, now you're talking about, if Joe Flacco starts for the Browns, two of the starting quarterbacks in the AFC North will be over 40. That, to me, seems bizarre. Do you?
It's weird, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think you're making a big jump there. I think there's actually, It's a real clear path for Aaron Rodgers. He's the starting quarterback in Pittsburgh. It's Mason Rudolph and it's Will Howard.
Right.
So very clearly, Aaron Rodgers is going to be the guy. And it gives Will Howard even more of a chance to sit there and figure out if he can be a good NFL quarterback.
I agree with that. So, I think first thing I thought was this is good for Will Howard.
It's real good for Will Howard. Because
there's no pressure on – it's not like – I don't know that they even had pressure on Will Howard right away anyway, but he doesn't have any pressure to want to have to take the first snap of the first game.
And, you know, as a guy who was not a highly drafted player, who better to – and he doesn't have to be your mentor, as Joe Flacco has pointed out accurately.
Correct.
But you can sit there and watch the way Aaron Rodgers goes about his business. And if you don't pick something up, that's on you. That's your fault. Same thing with, you know, the young guys here in Cleveland with Joe Flacco. So that's interesting. I wonder if the Steelers can put together an offense that will allow Rodgers to do his thing. And numbers-wise, he wasn't bad last year. I mean, he was okay and played the whole year with the Jets. If he can duplicate what he did last year in New York for Pittsburgh, I think the Steelers will be a threat in the division. I don't think they're a threat to win the Super Bowl. I don't think they're a threat to get to the Super Bowl. But I think that they could give – I think it would put them a notch above the Browns. I mean, who would you rather have at quarterback? Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, or Aaron Rodgers?
Ask me after week two.
Even next year, I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers in this, you know, in this coming season at the age of 41. Even now, I'd take Aaron Rodgers.
Dan, would you
at that age,
Mr. Packer fan?
Who and what now?
Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers starting over any of the quarterbacks we have here in Cleveland?
Yes.
Would you rather? Well, never mind. I won't ask that. What do you think he has left?
I think he has one spite season in him. And the question I have is, can you get that spite season out of him before he gets injured? Like, I think it's like Favre.
Like, I think that's accurate.
Remember Favre went to the Vikings and he had that one season where we were like, whoa, look at this.
After going to the Jets and having it not work out as well as he wanted.
And that's looking weird. Absolutely same horrendous story. And cooked. Mm-hmm. And then he went to the Vikings and just, again, had this season that can only be described as being fueled by pure spite. And I wonder if Aaron Rodgers has one of those seasons in him that is fueled by pure spite. The question I have with it is when Favre went to the Vikings, I think it was Brad Childress who was there because Kevin Stefanski was there. So, yeah, it would have been Brad Childress, okay, who was running a very similar offense to what Favre knew when he was with Green Bay. I wonder if Arthur Smith does the same thing because I can't see the Steelers being like, all right, buddy, here's the keys to the car. You run your offense. Let's go.
And if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I want to be able to turn around and hand the ball off to Warren, Caleb Johnson, who they just drafted. You know, I want that Steeler running game and the Arthur Smith running game. You know that he ran pretty effectively. I think it will help Aaron Rodgers.
But you're not Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I know. But Aaron's 41 years old and clearly doesn't like being hit.
He fought Matt LaFleur tooth and nail.
Well, that was
to hand the ball off.
But that was several years ago, and so
two,
well, three now.
Two?
2022.
He didn't want to turn his back to the defense at any point. He went to the Jets, got walloped, and didn't turn his back to the defense.
If I'm him, I want to run an offense that's balanced.
I agree with you. If you're him, but you're not him, and he thinks differently than everybody else.
Well, I want, and you would know, I wonder if he still thinks the same, you know, 3 years out of Green Bay and 1 year out of missing an entire season for the Achilles and then getting hit more than he usually got hit. He was sacked 40 times last year. Chris is in Medina. Hey, Chris.
Chris is in Medina. Hey, Chris.
Morning, Phyllis.
Chris, turn on your radio, bud.
Yep.
It was nice hearing you again there,
what
Andy.
What is the difference again there, Andy?
And me again.
Me again.
Turn it down, Chris.
I think it's the phone itself and not his radio.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I don't got the radio on, just the phone.
All right, go ahead.
This
isn't Chris.
Chris, call back. Call back. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Call us right back.
Yeah. Take us off speaker.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
That's probably what it was. That's not what we're looking for.
All right, so can Aaron Rodgers get Pittsburgh 3 touchdowns a game? That's the question. Well, they gave up 20 points per game last year.
That blows the Browns out of the water.
Yeah. That's two wins against Cleveland.
That's where you were going, right?
Yeah. Pittsburgh gave up 20.8 points per game last year. So if Aaron Rodgers can score, get three touchdowns a game, Pittsburgh is in good shape. If the defense matches what they did last year.
And I would think the defense does pretty well. I think it's interesting that he comes to this division, though. Lamar Jackson, one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yep.
Joe Burrow, one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers, formerly one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yep.
And then whatever the Browns have.
If Joe Flacco starts, the average age of those four starting quarterbacks would be 34 years old.
It clearly shows how vital it is that the Browns get competent quarterback play. Don't you think? Because every other team in the division is either going to have superstar level quarterback play or superstar level and then former superstar who can still get it done. At least we're assuming that he can still get it done.
If the Browns can get to 23 points a game, they could make the playoffs. Pittsburgh gave up 20. Baltimore gave up 22. How's that sound?
Can the Browns get to? If I could grow a couple of inches, I'd be 6 foot tall.
So we're at it. We're hoping for what? An 8 point advancement for the Browns offense next year. Anybody think that's happening? I'm not trying to be negative about the Browns, but man.
Sure,
they've got to
like
figure
it.
Out a way to score points.
Dano, didn't it sound like it?
I wasn't negative. I was telling you what the other teams
are doing. No, it's
realistic. Yeah, I know.
That's the thing.
You're in a division now with Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and now Aaron Rodgers. This offense is going to have to produce points because I don't care how good your defense is. Those quarterbacks are going to put up points on you, and you play six games against those teams. Six games against Jackson,
thanks.
Burrow, Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not putting Aaron Rodgers in that category anymore, but I think he's better than anything the Browns are going to roll out this year.
It's the combination of Rodgers and Tomlin. Until Rodgers gets hurt, I agree with that. Once Rodgers gets hurt, that's when the Steelers' whole season's going to go sideways.
You know one thing I think that might make
and
it work?
And he's going to keep them competitive in every game. There's no question.
Are you saying Rodgers or Tomlin?
Rodgers. Well, Rodgers and Tomlin together.
I don't know.
Is there any way that Rodgers' ego is in check enough?
No.
That what happened in New York won't happen in Pittsburgh, which is butting heads with the head coach and the coordinators and blah, 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 blah. I almost think that Rodgers, and I don't know Aaron Rodgers, but I've observed, we know how he's been. I wonder if he thinks, all right, I'm going to Pittsburgh. They win all the time. They've always been competitive. Arthur Smith ran a really good offense in Tennessee. I'm going to go there. I'm going to do what they want me to do, and I'm going to help them as well.
No.
And that it works. Okay. Well, that's the best hope the Browns have then. If they're, to think that it won't work for them, maybe that's why.
Let me get this
maybe
right.
That's why.
The offense is going to be this. Hike. Aaron does whatever he wants to do.
The offense,
that's the offense.
Oh no, the offense is going to be you over here, you over here, you do this. Green 19 hike. That's what it's going to be.
Let's see it on the field in Pittsburgh.
This is a guy who made the playoffs under Matt LaFleur for three straight years and decided to openly rebel against the offense,
and then eventually embraced it.
No, eventually left. Because he was openly rebelling.
And because Jordan Love was sitting there getting ready to do to him what he did to Brett Favre.
Openly rebelling.
Okay. He's 41 now. Let's see if he still does that. If he does, my guess is that if there's one organization that would move along, it might be Pittsburgh. So we'll see. Lance Reisland has done some great writing for Cleveland.com. Lance, former high school coach in the area, former college quarterback at Kent State. He's really breaking down stuff and doing it really well. He's going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps. And we're going to follow up Lance with, so Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh. We're going to play a little game. Joins a group of great all-time quarterbacks who are finishing their careers in surprising and short-term places. That's coming up at 11:40. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's a former quarterback at Kent State University, high school football coach here in the area at Garfield Heights. He's a teacher by day. School has come to an end. So that means the hobby comes full front and center. And the hobby is football like crazy and doing a great job of breaking down film and writing all about it on Cleveland.com. He's Lance Reisland. Lance, good to have you with us.
Hey, Lance.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on summer vacation, by the way.
Absolutely. Looking forward to my hobby.
Yeah, I bet you are. You were able to go out and watch some of the stuff at OTAs. First of all, generic, what struck you? What stood out? Anything in particular about what you saw from the Browns?
Well, you know, I will say this. The first thing that I saw is the defense, right? And what I mean, the reason that stuck out to me is that you can tell a lot of these guys are in their second and third year in this defense. The communication, the ability to talk to each other with different formations, things they're seeing, route combinations they're seeing, the secondary working with the linebackers, the defensive line, getting a chance to see those guys up, you know, really close, working on their drills. It's a deep athletic defensive line, even without Myles Garrett. So that's kind of promising. I like that. And just their ability to communicate and talk, like I said, they look like they're kind of in training camp mode already, which is good to see because they're going to have to play really good defense to help that offense out this year.
Lance, I'm sure you've done this before, but can you break down the differences between the four quarterbacks you're looking at and who stands out to you of the four that you like the best?
Well, you know, it's funny, the narrative on these guys being way better or way worse than any of the other three or four, whatever it is, that's just not the narrative I see. What I see is I see them in OTAs in a learning phase, right? And being that they're in the learning phase and kind of a repetition phase, Flacco's ahead, right? And the reason he's ahead is because he's been in this offense. So he doesn't necessarily need all the walkthroughs and the playbook kind of, mentality where you're looking at things and you're learning it through a progression. He's been there and he's seen it, especially in this offense. Now, the other guys have done really good things, and the young guys are really, really good, but you can see them in a learning mode. And if you had to tell me who was going to be the starter, week one, it's Flacco without question. And it just it's interesting to hear the narrative about these guys because, once again, I don't think it's very fair to put them on a pedestal, or I don't think it's very fair to kind of knock them when they're not doing really well. They're just in a learning phase right now. And, as my dad always said, this is the underwear Olympics right now. They're not doing much. The cream will rise to the top once those pads go on. But I think all four of them are doing a really good job. And all four of them have a chance to, make plays and make this team and be the starter. But right now, it's Flacco. And it's not really that close. Flacco is the guy who seems like he's in the most control and has the most arm talent and seems the most comfortable.
Lance Reisland joining us. His dad, Chuck, longtime college and high school football coach throughout Northeast Ohio and Kent State University as well as an assistant coach there. So where do you put Kenny Pickett? Does he look more like Joe Flacco, or does he look more like the rookies when it comes to being comfortable and looking like an NFL quarterback?
Well, I think a lot of the concepts are the same. There's a lot of window dressing on NFL concepts, right? But a lot of them are, high lows. They're working in outs. There's only so many things you can do. And you can see he's just got a little bit of maturation. Now, the thing that he does really well, in my opinion, is he you can change the launch point with him. So he can give you some pocket stuff. He can give you some stuff on the move. But yeah, I would say he looks closer to young guys just because, again, he's learning. And for me, it's, you see all the throws on Instagram and X and things like that. It's really not the throws right now. Those things will come once they get the reps with the receivers. The things that we all don't see is, are they making the correct progressions? And if they're making the correct progressions, that's what you want to see. That's what none of us know right now. So, and obviously that'll come to light once they get the pads on and they get into some, one-on-ones and live 11-on-11s. But I would say, like I said, I think it's Flacco just because of the experience, Pickett, and then those two young guys.
Lance, how do all four guys change the offense? Like, if you're Kevin and you're looking at, okay, is my offense this way with one guy, this way with another, this way with another, this guy, way with another?
Well, they don't have to change too much. I think Pickett gives them the opportunity to move the pocket a little bit. So if you think about some of the things they did with Deshaun when they got here in terms of trying to maximize his ability to use his feet as well. Pickett has the best feet, but Gabriel runs well. Sanders runs well. Flacco obviously is a true pocket guy. However, with them going back to Stefanski's scheme, I really think he does a great job of kind of adjusting. So if you think about where they run that outside zone and they run the boot waggle off of it, if it's Pickett, he can stay on the run. If it's Flacco, he can set up. So they can adjust a little bit for the quarterbacks. But the main concepts don't have to change. And like I said, if Stefanski's getting the keys back to his offense, it's not what he can put in, it's what he can fix. And with all these guys, if it's his scheme, he can adjust because he knows how the scheme works. So I don't think they have to change the offense much at all. I think Pickett maybe, if they're struggling with protection and things like that in the pocket, Pickett gives them a little bit of a better launch. He can change his launch point outside the pocket and throw on the run a little bit better.
Lance Reisland joining us, former head football coach at Garfield Heights and now breaking down great things for Cleveland.com. And if you want some in-depth material, go look at Lance's work on Cleveland.com. I know going into the draft, you like Dylan Gabriel. When he came to the Browns, I know you like Dylan Gabriel. You've seen him on the field now. What do you think of Dylan Gabriel?
Well, my opinion hasn't changed on any of these guys, right? And I like Shedeur Sanders coming out as well. Hasn't changed at all because, for me, this doesn't count. Now, the thing that I hope as a former coach is, are they absorbing everything that they're getting so they can play at full speed? And are they getting all the reps they need, both physically and mentally, to be ready when those pads go on and there are live bullets flying around them? Because that'll be kind of the telling point. Now, they all had a fairly difficult day with accuracy, and Dylan was probably the leading person in terms of struggling with accuracy that second day OTAs. But once again, as long as he was going to the right spot, that would mean more to me as a coach than actually the throws. The throws will come. He's thrown for 18,000 yards at a high level of college football. Wasn't like he played lower level football. He played against really high level. He's just going to have to He's an outlier, right? So he's got to make sure that he finds those lanes to throw. He has to make sure that he stays within himself. He's got a very strong arm. But again, both the narrative that one guy is really ahead of the next, I never saw that. What I saw is four guys getting a lot of reps, learning the system. So when it really counts, they're able to kind of say, this is me. And if it's good enough to start, it will be. But they have no chance to start unless they can understand the playbook and know where to go with the football.
Sorry, mic problem. Let's talk running backs here for a second. Your thought on the running backs and your assessment of what we've seen so far.
Well, I was really impressed with Junkins. Junkins is, first of all, he's a lot thicker than I thought. When you see him in person, you stand next to him. He's got a really powerful lower body. And what I think he does is he can really help those quarterbacks, whoever it is, because he can help them win on first down, get them to second, six, second, five. And if you get to second and five, you now get to dictate as a coordinator and as quarterback, as opposed to being second and long, where mistakes happen, especially with young quarterbacks. So I think Junkins really gives them he's a lot faster than I thought. He's a really good back. And then Samson, he does a really good job. He's a really patient runner. He kind of gives you that, like, he's very lineman friendly, where he understands the schemes and he understands where linemen want to block. So they have a lot of similarities. They're not like really a thunder and lightning, like some people like to make them to be. They really kind of play off each other. They have very similar strengths. I'd say their biggest difference would be kind of maybe the scheme, right? Where Junkins is going to be really good in Stefanski's gap schemes, and Samson will be really good on those zone schemes because of his patience.
Lance Reisland joining us. Cleveland.com does some great breakdowns of film and just sharing his thoughts on what he's seeing out of the Browns so far. And if you pay attention to what Lance has been writing, you know that he likes Harold Fannin, the tight end they drafted out of Bowling Green. He in 3 years, Lance, in Bowling Green, his reception totals 19, 44, and last year 117. That's silly. What does he look like on the field to back up 117 receptions and over 1,500 yards?
Well, you know, the thing I really like about what he gives the Browns is, if you look, they didn't draft the receiver, which everybody wanted. I know I wanted. I really liked Luther Burden. They had a chance to get him when they took Dylan. However, what it tells you is that they're going back to Stefanski's scheme, right? So they're going to get in that 12 personnel. And what Fannin does, because he's kind of a unicorn, he's 230, 240 pounds, but he has a lot of receiver skills. When the Browns get in that 12 personnel, they can now dictate what personnel the defense puts in there. So with being two tight end set, most of the time you're going to get three linebackers in the game, which really creates opportunities for him against linebackers or safeties. Then you have Judy. I think they're, high hopes on Tillman. So that 12 personnel, without them drafting, a receiver, taking Fannin, taking those two backs, going back to the Stefanski run scheme, more, the weak side zone, the counter, the power, the pin and pull, it kind of tells you they're going to kind of get back to that bully ball. And Fannin can be a big part of that because he's a matchup nightmare for those linebackers.
What have you seen on Mason Graham? What are your thoughts on him? I mean, we saw what he was able to do in college, and it was pretty awesome. How does that translate to the pros, and what kind of an impact can he have on that defensive line?
Well, it's funny. When his first day, he came out, and he was just fired up and amped up, and he got sick, and he threw up. And that's pretty normal for a football player, especially when you're coming out. I couldn't imagine the excitement of coming out on the first day of practice. So he was amped up. Now, the thing, he does not wow you like a Myles Garrett with his physique, right? So I think a lot of times when people come out and they see a guy, but a lot of guys in football will, they're really good when the pads aren't on. When the pads, go on, they're not quite as good. It's the exact opposite for Mason Graham. His balance, first of all, he's a wrestler. And I have, being a coach for a long time at the high school level, wrestlers are just tough, tough people. And they're mentally tough, but physically they have great balance. They're really good with their hands. And then Mason Graham, it kind of takes to the next step that he's a three down kind of D tackle where he can anchor in there on first and second down. And then he can, get in that B gap like Schwartz likes to do and just kind of get off the edge. So he's going to be very good. But when the pads go on, Mason Graham is going to be a great addition to that defensive line and really help them again, just like they're on their offense. They have to win first down on both sides of the ball to help set up that pass rush, to help create some turnovers, help create some short fields for that offense.
If you are looking for some really in-depth, really on spot-on breakdown of what you're seeing from Browns young players, read Lance's stuff when he writes on Cleveland.com. It's really thorough, Lance, and I'm really enjoying it. Well done, and I'm glad you're turning your hobby into something you're sharing with all of us. Thank you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on anytime.
Thanks, Lance. Lance Reisland, former head football coach at Garfield Heights, former Kent State quarterback, teacher at Garfield Heights when he's not writing for Cleveland.com. Joining us right there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. Jeff Thomas leaving the building. My buddy's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan running the show. Meredith taking your phone calls. 216-474-0092. I want to play a little game.
Here we go. Game time.
Want you guys in on this. Okay? Meredith, if you're listening, I know you've got a 2020 coming up. Don't be afraid to chime in. Aaron Rodgers going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You think of Aaron Rodgers. What do you think? Okay. Dark rooms, mushrooms, for some reason didn't make it work with Olivia Munn. Anyhow, Green Bay Packers, right? That's Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And Aaron going to Pittsburgh, is this the last stop in the Aaron Rodgers parade? I would assume that it is, but you never know. You know, seriously, you never know. Maybe the guy's in great shape and he wants to play for 3 or 4 more years. But regardless, he kind of joins a list of great all-time quarterbacks who you associate with one team in particular, who ends up going somewhere to finish up the career. And I did some digging yesterday and came up with a group of about 12 of these guys. And I want you guys to try and remember. And I got most of them. I knew most of them. But some of them you need a little refresher on. Okay. So nobody's supposed to get all these. Right. But great quarterbacks who ended their careers in odd places.
New Jersey Generals.
That wasn't one of them.
Oh, okay.
My first thought is a combination of Hall of Famers and guys in the top 30 all time in passing yards.
I'm sorry, Brightside.
Okay. Tom Brady, after he left the New England Patriots, this is the gimme to warm us up.
Right.
Ended up where?
Tampa.
That's correct. Three seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for Tom Brady. So that one, that you get that one.
Okay.
Another guy spent the final three seasons of his career somewhere. We knew him as an Oakland Raider. Kenny Stabler. Where'd Kenny finish his career? That's right.
Houston? No.
He was in Houston for a couple.
Yeah.
And then spent the final 3 years of his career with the New Orleans Saints.
Ugh, I forgot that.
Yeah. Well,
do you remember that, Dan?
Nope.
I was thinking Houston. And I looked it up and I went, oh, yeah, he was in New Orleans as well. I forgot all about that.
Okay.
So those are guys that had three seasons somewhere else.
Okay.
Here's a group of guys who had two. We already mentioned one. Brett Favre spent the final two seasons of his career with?
Minnesota.
Minnesota Vikings.
That's correct. And before that was with the Jets, and then, of course, longtime Green Bay Packer. Anybody remember where he started his career?
The Atlanta Falcons.
That's correct. Yep. But he finished up with 2 years in Minnesota. Joe Montana.
Kansas City.
That's right. That's an easy one. Joe Montana finished in Kansas City. Warren Moon.
Ooh.
Who was known as an Edmonton Eskimo and then as a Houston Oiler.
Where did Warren Moon end up?
Where did he finish his career? At the age of 44.
Oh, was it Seattle?
Seattle?
He was with Seattle.
Tennessee doesn't count, though.
He was with Minnesota.
Ooh. Remember that, too.
But he finished his career 3 games, 1 start over 2 seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
Really?
Totally forgot that.
Yeah.
But darned.
Yeah. I forgot that one as well. I'll readily admit. Yep. So that one didn't work out too well for us. Here comes the fun stuff.
Okay.
These guys spent the final season of their career with one team. And so they had basically been with one team their entire career and then, boom, stopped somewhere on the way out. And these are pretty interesting. Phillip Rivers, at the age of 39, after 16 years with the Chargers, spent 1 year with which organization?
I have no idea. Detroit? I'm just going to throw it. Indy?
Dan's correct. Indianapolis Colts. He went there for a year and then decided to go back and raise his 8 kids.
Good job.
So that one worked out. Matt Ryan, at the age of 37, spent 1 season with which team after spending 14 seasons with the Atlanta Falcons?
Indy.
Correct. Dan Menigan on a roll.
I figured I'd give Andy's first shot.
There you go.
I'm good with the older ones.
Okay. Yeah, the newer ones, I'm better off.
Yeah.
Donovan McNabb, after a great career in Philadelphia, at the age of 35, spent 1 season, played 6 games for
Carolina?
Washington, I believe.
Is it Washington?
The Minnesota Vikings.
That's right. Shoot.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Should have known that.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
I thought it was interesting. Our old buddy, Vinny Testaverde. And after Vinny left the Browns, he bounced around. If you guys get this one, I'll be stunned. He bounced around like crazy after he left the Browns and actually was okay. Vinny could just flat out throw the ball. He's like Flacco. Great arm, even at the age of 44 when he spent 1 season with
Jets?
The Carolina Panthers.
That's right. I remember that.
Oh, I'm one question off now.
At the age of 44.
I'm one question off, yes.
This one,
I'm looking into the future. Now, the next team I say, the next guy will be the Jets.
I didn't remember this one. Former frequent guest of Baskin and Phelps, Boomer Esiason, spent 1 season at the end of his career with what NFL team? He bounced around a little bit after leaving Cincinnati. He was with Arizona, and he was with the Jets. But he spent his final season with what NFL team?
Raiders?
At the age of 36.
I'm going to guess Falcons, but that's a pure guess.
Cardinal?
This is cheating.
What is?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, that's not.
He went back to Cincy. 7 games in one season. He'd been away for Cincinnati for 4 years.
He did go to Arizona, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was there. Okay. This one you should get easily. Hall of Famer Joe Namath, legendary New York Jet, spent his final season with what NFL team at the age of 34?
I gotta think about this. Close my eyes.
This one should be easy. You guys quit looking at computers and phones.
Oh, I do. It's the Rams.
Some of us are working.
It was the Rams.
Some of us are working, Dan says. It was the Los Angeles Rams. If you want to see something, anybody who's listening, you think of Joe Namath, you know, and you think of the Jets and the Broadway Joe and everything else. There was Hollywood Joe there for 1 year when he was with the Rams. But if you, and Joe couldn't move, you know, Joe had notoriously bad knees. When Joe played at Alabama, and you can find this on YouTube. Just do a Google search, and you can find Joe Namath film, black and white, when he was at Alabama. I swear, man, he looked like Josh Allen running the football. He was really good. And then he messed up his knees and ended up having a Hall of Fame career, but was not the same type of quarterback that he would have been. He might have changed the game had he been healthy when he came to the Jets. And then this one's my favorite because it's the so out of place fit, and I'll always remember it. I knew this one, of course, because he's this guy. After 17 years with the Baltimore Colts, Johnny Unitas played his last season at the age of 40 with what NFL team? 17 seasons with the Colts, 1 year with this team, and he was done.
I have no idea. I'm just saying the Giants. I'm just going to throw that out. It's got to be an older team. So
I have no idea either. Blind guess, the New Orleans Saints.
Johnny Unitas, grizzled veteran from Pittsburgh who played for Baltimore for 17 years and wore the high-top shoes, finished his career in the beautiful weather of San Diego with the Chargers.
Oh, good call.
That would do it.
Johnny U with the Chargers. And now, Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh. Will that be the end of the line for him? Will he be a one-year-and-done guy? You know, he has said that he wants to play. That was fun, by the way. Good job, you guys.
I have another one. We could do the Andre Lacroix, where did he play in WHA? If you want to play that game?
Not really.
Okay, I think that would be a good game. How about just name one WHA team?
The Houston Aeros.
There you go. And he did play for the Houston Aeros. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, good job, Jeff.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Do you think Aaron Rodgers has more than 1 year left? He has made noise that he wants to play until his mid-40s. If he overcame the torn Achilles and played last year and played 17 games and was okay, was sacked 40 times, do you think he can do it in Pittsburgh? I mean, is he going to be...
I don't think he's going to play a full season. That's the whole thing.
You don't?
No.
I was going to say, is he going to be one of these one-year guys like McNabb and Boomer and Vinny and Rivers and Ryan, or is he going to go like three seasons like Tom Brady did?
My doubting on him isn't about him. It's just about the reality of his age and the reality of the league. I mean, you got healthy 25, 26-year-olds that are in this league that can't play 17 games. And, you know, every once in a while they get nicked up for a game, so they can't play, and so you miss one, you miss two. And I just think attrition at some point has got to settle in for this guy. But we probably said the same for LeBron so far. So, right? You say the same thing for LeBron.
I keep wondering this too, Andy, because, you know, like this little game we just played, and this goes back, you know, Johnny Unitas retired a long time ago. You know, so did Joe Namath. But Johnny Unitas played when he was 40. Brett Favre was 41. Warren Moon was 44. Tom Brady, 45. Some of these guys hang on and actually play okay at an advanced age. And I wonder what Rodgers might be able to do if he happens to embrace a different style of offense, maybe, that leans on the running game. Pittsburgh knows the running game. Pittsburgh has always run the football well. Pittsburgh has Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator, who had Derrick Henry in Tennessee, ran the football a lot. Dan's giggling in his little room. I wonder if he tries to embrace that, if it helps him at all. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, if there's ever been a time to do it, the rules are made for him. I mean, George Blanda played till he was almost 50, right? 48?
Well, he kicked.
But he could still probably throw the ball if he needed to.
He's the greatest quarterback I've ever watched in my life. If I had one game to win, he would be the starting quarterback of that game.
You're that high on George Blanda, huh?
the last thing that you can say about Aaron Rodgers is that he adapts and accepts. Those are two words that I would not put next to Aaron Rodgers when it comes to football.
I wonder if age changes that or if he just goes out on his terms. I don't think a guy who's, although Roethlisberger, you know, Ben had some of his own thoughts too, and it worked beautifully in Pittsburgh. He and Tomlin had something that seemed to work just fine for them.
The Matt Canada offense is a little bit of a different story at the tail end there.
But still, he had a fine career there, and it worked. Right?
Yeah.
I wonder if Rodgers can buy into that. And I also wonder this. What if he actually plays for another 3 or 4 years, as he's talked about? What if he's the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, say, for the next 4 seasons, which puts him at 44, still a year younger than Tom Brady, who was playing well at 45 for Tampa Bay? That doesn't do anything for the Browns, does it? I mean, if Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh and plays well for a couple of years, that's not good for the guys in Berea.
What if Joe Flacco goes to Cleveland and plays well for a couple of years? I know you don't want to hear that, but...
There's a big difference. Joe Flacco... Is years away from his heyday.
Agree.
Aaron Rodgers is not. Aaron has played consistently well throughout his entire career.
But this is the NFL, and it's what have you done for me tomorrow?
The last 3 years would argue a little bit.
Okay, take a look at the numbers. If you want to just look at numbers, the amount of passes, the amount of touchdowns, the amount of yards, Joe's just... Let's not confuse Joe Flacco with Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm not. But what I'm talking about is age and the mental ability, I think, more so than physical ability. You get cracked once, you're done, right? And it doesn't matter who you are.
That's true.
And the odds of getting, you know, when you get knocked down at 40.
It doesn't even matter what your age is.
Your odds of coming back are a lot better at 25 than they are at 40.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely. Interesting. Doug LaMaurice from the Kings of the North podcast. And Doug, of course, longtime great sports writer, worked for the Plain Dealer for a long time. He's worked throughout the state of Ohio. Doug's going to join us next. Ryan Day made some comments that I can't wait to hear what Doug has to say about the Big Ten and automatic bids that I think are interesting. I'll leave it at interesting. They're coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.